KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic girls have a one-stroke lead heading into the second and final day of the Class 3A Girls State Golf Championships at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Atlantic posted a score of 360 in their opening round yesterday, and that's one stroke better than conference rival Kemper Catholic, who shot a 361 total. Clear Lake at 367 is third, and Nevada at 371 is in fourth place. Those are the four teams that most likely still have a shot at the state title. For Atlantic, they were led by Brooke Fletcher, who posted an 85. Aaron Olson shot 87. Brooke Newell a 92. And Bailey Walter a 96. Those are the four scores used to combine to make that 360 total. Mara Mashing for Kemper Catholic led them with an 83. Morgan Neighborhaus shot 86, while Cassidy Eckerman and Courtney Snyder each shot 96 yesterday for Kemper Catholic. Now, individually, Paige Van Dyke of South Tama County has the lead in the medalist hunt. She shot a 75 yesterday, and that's two strokes better than Alex Kriebel of Central Lee, who was second with a 77. Mashing of Kemper Catholic had that 83. She's tied for fourth place. Brooke Fletcher's 85 ties her for sixth in the individual competition. Kemper Catholic's Morgan Neighborhaus is tied for eighth with her 86. Also for Atlantic, Aaron Olson's 87 puts her in 11th place. Brooke Newell had that 92, and she's tied for 19th, while Bailey Walter's 96 ties her for 25th after the first day of golf. The second and final round will be played today in Ames. Class 2A tournaments looks like this. Dyke New Hartford has the team lead. In fact, they pretty much have already cemented the title. They shot a 348 yesterday. Alta Aurelia with a 374 is currently in second place, 26 strokes back. West Monona with a 376 is in third place. Audubon shot a 385 in their first round. They're in seventh place after the first day. They were led by Susie Byland, who shot 83, and Faith Flifflet, who shot an 89. Individually, Ashley Dumler of Dyke New Hartford and Sarah McMichael of Nashua Plainfield each shot 75s in the opening round, and they have a three-stroke lead over Brianna Weber of Dyke New Hartford, who's third after an opening 78. Susie Byland of Audubon posted that 83. That ties her for seventh overall. Faith Flifflet of Audubon shot 89 for 14th place currently. Allie Anderson of Traynor had a 93, and she's tied for 17th place. Also playing individually, Ellen Johnson of Riverside shot a 94 yesterday in her first round. She's tied for 20th heading into today's second and final round of that tournament in 2A up at Marshalltown. Also at Marshalltown, the Class 1A portion of the tournament has Grundy Center on top with a 355 team total. New London at 369 is currently in second place. Bishop Garrigan with a 371 is third. Guthrie Center shot 416 for a team score yesterday, and that puts them in sixth place of the eight teams after day number one. Mallory Osen shot a 90, while Maria Ahrens and Taylor Lauk each posted 98s yesterday for Guthrie Center. Individually, Alexa Capetius of Bishop Garrigan Catholic and Jessica Franzen of North Lynn are tied for the lead. They each shot 76 in the first round, and that puts them eight shots clear of the two players tied for third, Hillary Samo of Grundy Center and Josie McMartin of Grundy Center. They each posted 84s. Mallory Osen of Guthrie Center is tied for 10th with her 90, while Maria Ahrens and Taylor Lauk of Guthrie Center are tied for 24th place with that opening round 98. And again, the second and final round of that tournament will be held today. In high school baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was a back-and-forth affair that ended up with Denison on top. Denison beating Atlantic 10-9 last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Shenandoah over Red Oak 2-1, Glenwood 2-1 over Creston, Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 9-2, St. Albert over Lewis Central 4-1, and Clarinda beat Bedford in 8 innings 9-8. In Western Iowa Conference boys baseball, it was AHST over Tri-Center 4-3 in the opener of a doubleheader. Tri-Center wins 16-1 in the nightcap. Audubon and Missouri Valley split a pair with the Wheelers taking game 1 6-3. The Big Reds win the second game 4-2. Traynor swept a pair from Griswold 7-3 and 11-0, while Underwood took two from IKM Manning 8-5 and 8-1. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam over Booyer Valley 16-1. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 10-0. Glidden Ralston edging Woodbine 6-5. Also around the area in baseball, it was East Mills over Stanton 12-2, Wayne over Nottoway Valley 10-2, Lennox beat Central Decatur 8-2, and Nishnabotna topping Essex by a score of 22-10. In girls softball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston beating Glenwood 5-1. Lewis Central over St. Albert 12-0. Shenandoah topping Red Oak 11-1. Harlan shut down Kemper Catholic 11-0. Abraham Lincoln edging Denison in 8 innings 3-2. In Western Iowa Conference softball play, it was AHST over Tri-Center 8-7. Missouri Valley swept a pair from Audubon 11-1 and 21-11. It was IKM Manning twice over Underwood 6-3 and 12-2. Trainer beat Griswold 7-2 in the opener of a doubleheader. Griswold took the second game 6-5, and Logan Magnolia swept a pair from Riverside 11-3 and 7-2. In Rolling Valley Conference softball play, it was Charter Oak Ute over Adair Casey twice, 7-1 and 14-2. Arweva beating Coon Rapids Bayard 9-7. Glenn Ralston topping Woodbine 13-4. Exira EHK beat West Harrison by a score of 8-0. Elsewhere in girls softball, Wayne over Nottoway Valley 7-4, Sydney beat Bedford 11-7, East Mills 15-6 over Stanton, Essex beat Nishnabotna 15-2, and Fremont Mills won twice, beating Orient Maxburg 15-0 and topping Mormon Trail by a score of 11-1. Well, Danny Duffy worked 6 innings of one-hit ball, and Alex Gordon homered to start a breakout 3-run 7th for the Kansas City Royals in a 6-0 victory over the suddenly punchless St. Louis Cardinals last night. The Royals had just 2 singles off of Shelby Miller in a game that had been scoreless before they opened the 7th with 4 straight hits. Gordon's 5th homer ended a 15-inning scoreless drought, and Mike Moustakas capped the rally with a 2-run double. Matt Holliday had a pair of singles and a walk for the Cardinals, who have been shut out in consecutive games and have single-digit hit totals over their last 4 games. Duffy struck out 5 and walked 1, rebounding from consecutive losses in which he surrendered 10 earned runs over 10 innings. Also in interleague play yesterday, it was Miami over Tampa Bay 3-1. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 6-2, and the Dodgers over the White Sox 5-2. In the American League, 3-2, Boston falling to Cleveland. Seattle beat the New York Yankees 10-2. In the National League, the Mets over Philadelphia 11-2, and Pittsburgh 10-3 winners over San Diego. White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu has been reinstated from the 15-day disabled list after missing 14 games because of tendonitis in his left ankle. Abreu was leading the majors with 15 home runs and ranked second with 42 RBIs before he was sidelined. Highly touted Astros prospect John Singleton has agreed to a 5-year contract and will make his major league debut tonight. Singleton is rated by many as baseball's top first baseman of the future. The 22-year-old was hitting .267 with 14 homers and 43 RBIs for AAA Oklahoma City. Boston Red Sox shortstop Stephen Drew went 0-2 with a walk in his season debut Monday against Cleveland. Drew re-signed with the Red Sox last month after he initially rejected a $14.1 million qualifying offer from them and became a free agent. Second baseman Robinson Cano is back in the Seattle Mariners lineup after missing 4 games with a bone bruise in his left hand. The M's went 2-2 without Cano, who is hitting .327 with 2 homers and 31 RBIs in 53 games for his new ball club. Cano had not missed more than 3 games in a season since 2006, his second in the big leagues. Reliever Kevin Gregg is back with the Florida Marlins after agreeing to a minor league contract pending a physical. Gregg last pitched for the Chicago Cubs last season, going 2-6 with 33 saves and a .348 earned run average. The right-hander has 177 career saves, including 61 in 2 seasons with the Marlins. A Las Vegas gambler being investigated for possible insider trading involving golfer Phil Mickelson and investor Carl Icahn says it's preposterous to think that he would be involved in any such activity. Billy Walters has issued a statement saying he never made inside stock market trades and that all of his dealings in the market are legitimate. A federal official briefed on the investigation told the Associated Press that the FBI and Securities and Exchange Commission are analyzing trades that Mickelson and Walters made involving Clorox at the time Icahn was attempting to take over that company. In football news, the New York Jets have signed safety and first-round pick Calvin Pryor to a 4-year contract. He was the 18th overall selection out of Louisville. The Cleveland Browns have signed unrestricted free agent cornerback Aaron Berry, who previously played for Detroit and the New York Jets and suffered a season-ending knee injury on the first day of training camp last year. He was released by the Lions following arrests on DUI suspicion and assault charges. The New York Giants have waived suspended safety Will Hill, who was suspended by the NFL last week for 6 games in the upcoming season, for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Seattle Seahawks linebacker Bruce Irvin has undergone hip surgery, and the team has no timetable on his return. Irvin started all 12 games last season for the Super Bowl champion Seahawks after serving a four-game suspension at the start of the season. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has signed a four-year contract with the New England Patriots, who selected him in the second round of this year's NFL draft. Garoppolo threw for 5,050 yards and 53 touchdowns for Eastern Illinois last season, and he was the winner of the Walter Payton Award as the top player in FBS. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.